This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan from Fun Kids. I'm with the author Megan Ricks. Now, Megan, you've got a brand new book out, okay, and it's called The Great Fire Dogs. So just really spell it out for me. So we've got The Great Fire of London, one of the most shocking historical events in British history. 100,000 people left homeless.
Yep, ending up at Moorfields and Finsbury Fields, yep.
3 days, huge fire. How are dogs involved?
My dogs in my story. I've got two dogs. I've got Tiger Lily, who is a fictional dog of King Charles II and lives a very spoilt, happy life. And I've got my little dog called Woofer, who's a turnspit dog. And they would have worked in the kitchen, turning the wheel that would have been attached to a spindle that would have been a bit like a rotisserie. And they would have cooked the meat, hours and hours in this wheel to cook the food. And they end up being in the middle of the fire together and helping each other and lots of people along the way.
Talk to me about some of the people that they find along the way then. It's not just them in the kitchen, is it? They get up to adventures.
Yeah, yes, because in London at the time, there were so many animals there because there was like markets and we'd just come out of the plague when no pigs or swine or dogs or cats were allowed to be moved and hundreds of thousands had been put down. And then it was really very much a town when we had lots of animals about. So yes, anyway, so these two dogs, the people are trying to capture Tiger Lily because they know that they will get money for her return. And so these two dogs end up being in the fire of London, trying to escape from people that are trying to capture Tiger Lily. Tiger Lily ends up being at Poultry Lane with somebody with a whole load of chickens that he's trying to sell, because as I said, there's lots and lots of animals at the time, trapped in a cage while the man thinks about how he's going to get her back to the king, because obviously they're needing money and she's an easy way to get some money, return her and get, because the king would say in the petitions he would pay for their return. So
Megan, it's not often that I have a genuine dog genius.
Someone
that
love dogs.
Really, I mean, everyone loves dogs, but you really love dogs.
Oh, I do.
So I was watching the Olympics last week, and obviously I was amazed by how brilliant the athletes were, you know, how skilled they are, how much attention they pay to their craft.
Yeah.
But it's made me think, you know, I think dogs would be a lot better than some of these actual athletes at doing some of the things. So if I ask you...
I'd love to watch Dog Olympics. It would be my favourite show.
What breeds of dogs would you think could do them? So what breed of dog would win a dog 100 metre sprint?
Greyhound, wouldn't you say?
Is there no faster dog?
I don't think so. I think a greyhound would win that, yeah.
What about something graceful and balletic like the gymnastics?
Let's have a think. Collies are pretty graceful. They're very agile. Collies are very good at doing agility. And when you see those people when they're dancing with their dogs, they tend to quite often have a collie dog. Yeah, perhaps we'll have them for that.
So now we'll move on to strength. Obviously, I know that dogs have paws.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the shot put. So you've got a big, almost a slightly small bowling ball. You're launching it through the air. What dog is going to do that brilliantly?
Okay. Well, what about a really strong dog like a Dog de Bordeaux? That would be very strong at doing that. Or maybe a Rottweiler.
One last one. What about the diving? What about diving off the boards? I know that dogs love to swim.
They love it. They love doing that. And yes, Bella, I've got this fantastic photo of Bella just kind of diving into the water when she's going after her frisbee. Do you want a breed of dog for that?
I'd love a breed of dog, yeah. You said that Bella is a...
Bella's a golden retriever. She would love to do that. She's a fantastic swimmer. And she's not bothered at all. When we went to the sea at the weekend and the waves were crashing over her head and she's just like surfing dog. She doesn't care a bit. Yes.
We will give the gold medal from the Fun Kids Dog Olympics to Bella, I think. Then
thanks.
The brand new book is The Great Fire Dogs.
Great Fire Dogs, yeah.
When's it out?
It's out end of August.
End of August. Lovely. So you can go, you can pick it up now.
Yeah.
Megan Ricks, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.